confused me were Information Society. They're from Minneapolis. Yeah, and Men Without Hats were Canadian.
I don't know.
I always thought that they're all British, but I guess I was always wrong. Oh, and my other part of that is that was by BTO. And hats off to my dad, my father, because there were so many bands in the 70s he would say sound like law firms. Bachman Turner Overdrive was one of them. Emerson, Lake & Palmer, that was another classic. So hats off to my dad for that reference. Flying Lizards from the Fourth Wall album, 1981's when that came out, doing Curtis Mayfield's Move On Up. And that moves us on up as we are approaching the top of the hour. I got one more short set of music to get into, but before I do that, playing, you know, the BTO cover, playing the Curtis Mayfield cover, these things make me think, do you remember what Top 40 radio actually sounded like back in the 1970s? Yeah, I don't know if I do, but Jay Thurber might. So just say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from noon until 3 each and every Saturday for your mix of oldies and newies and a little bit of snark in there right here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 FM WRCT. Hula. Some Red Hot Chili Peppers to get us up to the top of the hour.
We'll be right back. Bridget's veins. Break the spell, I'll break the spell, I'll break the spell of me. From the deep, like the wave, don't you sleep, and now I wake. Break the spell, I'll break the spell, I'll break the spell of me.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP.
Listening to.
Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall, then blacked out the entire city. Survival, spooky and wow, bad karma man. Our cameras are on the scene.
Oh, the monster figured it out. He figured it out. He actually hit the wrong button, which was the right button. And that's why his song was playing. So we're going to start that all over again. I was so confused. So confused. I wanted to jump on the mic real quick to tell you that you just got done listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. That's what I really... That's truly what I was going to tell you. Because an hour ago, if you tuned an hour ago, you already heard that Lou Reed song. And I'm going to play it again because now I am officially kicking off this Friday, April 29th, 2022 show. I've already got requests lined up. Some requests came in during the encore show. So those will be coming if you've been waiting patiently. But let's start it all over again.
KIX morning news update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall, then blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma man. Our cameras are on the scene.
I'm the beat that makes you shake. Damn.
the killer, I am the source. And you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the Sith, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name's Mop. Thanks a lot. You think he's having me, but he's not.
My name is Mop. Thanks a lot. My name is Mop. Thanks a lot. My name.
Hey guys, this is Eve from Clem Snide, and you are listening to Viva La Mach on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ready whip topping and inhaler and take me down south with Hall & Oates in her mouth. My first love, my Joan Jett of Arc. And my black heart was heavy, but her mom's cougar was fast, as little pink houses were whistled. And it was all you can eat at the Sizzler that night, my steak burning Joan Jett of Arc. My steak burning Joan Jett of Arc. Crickets were silent. And the train tracks like stitches, skidding bicycle tires, as I slipped in my Joan Jett of Arc. As I slipped in my Joan Jett of Arc. As I slipped in my Joan Jett of Arc. As I slipped in my Joan Jett of Arc. And the birds that were crushed once had air in their bones, as oil was find in her honor.
Wake up, mama, there's a white boat coming down the river with a big red beacon and a flag and a man on the rail. I think you better call John, 'cause it don't look like they're here to deliver the mail. And it's less than a mile away. I hope they didn't come to stay. It's got numbers on the side and a gun, and it's making big waves. Daddy's gone. My brother's out hunting in the mountains, but John's been drinking since the river took Amaloo. So the powers that be left me here to do all the thinking. And I just turned 22. I was wondering what to do. closer they came, the more those feelings grew. Daddy's rifle in my arms felt reassuring. He told me red means run, son. Numbers add up to nothing. But when that first shot hit the dark, I saw it coming. Raise a rifle to my eye. Never stop to wonder why. Then I saw black and my face flashed in the sky.
From their second album, The Caution Horses, that is some Cowboy Junkies wrapping up that first set of music. I played that, and I just had to confirm it, and I'm glad I did look it up. Played that because Michael Timmins, guitarist, one of the Timmins within the band, it's his birthday today, 63 years old, and I had to look it up because the first website I found that mentioned it shaved 10 years off of his life, and I did the math, and I'm like, well, if that's true, then he was like 18 when their first album came out, maybe even like 17 in that White's Off Earth Now album. I knew that couldn't be true. And they, oh, the web of lies that are out there that we all listen to and refer to. Hey, before the Cowboy Junkies, Clem Snide went back to the Ghost of Fashion for Joan Jett of Arc. Also, this Mortal Coil, the Blood album, gave us their version of Chris Bell's You and Your Sister, and start off the entire set with some Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with a song called My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every Friday evening. Some days, apparently, it comes to you starting at 8 with an encore presentation, but normally the live in the studio presentation starts at 9. So I'll tell you some things that are going to happen this evening, hopefully, outside of me playing some fun tunes and tunes you like, and maybe three tunes you don't like. Midnight, I'm going to try to do a midnight mock. I got a couple of suggestions on the docket, and I just got to figure out, I just have to throw the dart on the bulletin board and figure out which one we're doing. Take a word artist theme, play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs about it. 11 o'clock, I'll do a music calendar and a radio calendar. I can do that. Let you know some things going on around town. Shows to go to, cultural things. I might even remind you that the Pittsburgh Marathon's this weekend. And if I do, I'm just ad-libbing, because I can guarantee you that's not on my calendar. And then, as I said, I'll just play some music. Just sometimes rock, sometimes roll. Sometimes other things. With a little bit of soul. I don't know where I'm going with all this, but that's what's on the docket for the evening. If you approve of this docket, stay tuned. Had a caller call in over an hour ago now. So either he's been very patiently listening to my program, and I appreciate that, because it was a replay. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't just break in and play his request. So he called me with a couple great requests, and I want to let you know, I went back into the record library, and this is what you love about the WRCT record library, is you will sometimes find the original vinyl of the request. So he called up and he said, hey, can you play something by Martin Briley? And I'm like, I'm not really familiar with Martin Briley. So I went back in the record library, and sure enough, from 1983, he put out an album called One Night with a Stranger. First single, A Salt of My Tears, some requested Martin Briley, new to my ears and maybe new to yours. If not, enjoy. Well, either way, enjoy. Maybe you already know the song. I'm going to sit back, I'm going to listen, and I'm going to enjoy.
a puzzle in a million pieces. And it seemed my purpose and my destiny were mysteries then. Girl, you came into my life and you brought my heart a one-way ticket straight to paradise. And just where have you been all my life? Tell me where have you been all my life? 'Cause just where have you been all my life?
We choose to stay.
Some brand new music from Amoeba Teen here in the Viva La Mock radio program with A Good Reason Why. New album's self-titled, just came out maybe a month ago, I'd say. Again, the name of the band is Amoeba Teen. Before the Amoeba Teen, let's see what year it went by. I can't tell you that. I was going to see what year it came out. Oh, 1978. Title track, or not the title track, but from the self-titled album from Photomaker. Played Where Have You Been All My Life. Off the vinyl. Off the vinyl. Again, I'm still dealing with a couple tricky CD players, so I'm trying to limit my digital CD output for the show this evening. I'm trying to slap as much vinyl on there as I can. Did you listen to Vinylthon last weekend? That was a lot of fun. The kids playing with the turntables as a novelty. Oh, before the Photomaker, Pez Band in there. Stop, Wait a Minute, from 1978 as well. Last summer, I saw a Pez Band EP, speaking of vinyl. I was in like an antique store or an antique mall, let's call it. And someone had a whole bunch of vinyl. So I always just like start flipping through there. And I was like, no one knows of the Pez Band. And I'm in West Virginia right now. This is not going to sell at this price. And it didn't. To me, at least. I walked away from it. Because I was like, some people just think because it's on vinyl and it's old, it's worth a lot of money. And it's not. I'm not on vinyl, and I'm old, and I'm not worth a dime. Oh, before the Pez Band, how about what I just tell you else I played in there? Let's see. So I played, since I didn't write these down. Oh, I think it started, that's the whole thing, that Martin Briley, that requested Martin Briley. That's exactly what I played. I will go on record and say wonderful request. The Salt in My Tears, the name of that track, from his 1983 One Night with a Stranger, which is maybe what you're having. I'm the stranger, and you're just having one night with me right now, and I appreciate you doing that. Who am me? Me be Paul. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. I got to remind you that 80,000, that is 80,000 people in America have sickle cell disease. 2 million actually carry the trait of this hereditary disease. Now, sickle cell disease can be painful and frustrating, especially when it requires regular blood transfusions as part of the treatment, but you don't have to face it alone. Talk with your doctor about effectively managing the disease and complications related to treatment, such as iron overload. For more information, sicklecelldisease.org. got a Rolling Stones request actually coming up at some point during this program. That's already on the docket. If you have a request to have me put on the list, on the request list, email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com or just call me up, 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. Do my best to get that request out on the air for you. How about something from the Hang-Ups? I think they're a Minneapolis-based band. This one was recorded by Mitch Easter and Don Dixon. I think you know a album or two that they did.
Stars for a little while. If it makes dreams, and she'll be bringing you back then for every day after. It's too bad she's on the screen. Well, it's too bad she's on the screen. Well, it's too bad she's on the screen. It's too bad she's on the screen. 'Cause you're gonna need her. 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 You're gonna need her.
Sneetches wrapping up that set of music. Went to their album, Sometimes That's All We Have. You're going to need her from the Sneetches. Before the Sneetches, some Spy Genius doing their version of the Peter Tork penned Monkees tune For Pete's Sake from their Blow Their Cover. Spy Genius, I just found out this week that they have a new album coming out. I think it's coming out in June. So I'm going to see if I can get my fingers on that and start playing that for you. The new album. They're also played some Let's Active in that set of music. From Cypress and Easy Does. Start the entire set with the Hang Ups from their Second Story album, which was produced by Mitch Easter, who was in Let's Active. Caroline, the name of the track that I played for you. My name is Paul. It's 8 minutes before your 10 o'clock hour. It is a show called Viva La Mock. Did you know that each year 40% of food in the United States never gets eaten? 40%. With an average American family of four spending $1,500 a year on food that they throw away. And each individual throwing away over 24 pounds of food per month. Wasting food wastes everything. It wastes water, labor, fuel, and of course it wastes money. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. Learn how to better plan, store, and cook your food at SaveTheFood.com, brought to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council and your good friends here at WRCT. Don't forget, if you have a suggestion for a song, you can call me up at 412-621-WRCT. 412-621-9728. Yeah, I'm going to warn you that WRCT, for about 2 weeks, we're going into what's called random schedule, which you might not even realize what that is, but the kids are taking exams, and they're not going to be possibly doing their shows, and so there's kind of like a hiatus, but a lot of shows will still be going on. I'll be here next week. Chris Wired will be here on Sunday night doing a breakfast for dinner. What is that? Well, pull up a chair. It's exactly what he thinks it is, and what you think it is. It's breakfast for dinner. It's an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. There's power pop, there's punk, there's jangle pop, there's psychedelic. It's from 11 p.m. until midnight. And he actually does an encore presentation currently on WRCT Thursday afternoons at 1. That is, if you like your power pop, jangle pop, that is the show to tune into. Breakfast Before Dinner with Chris Wired. All right, the party is getting ready to start, and I'm pretty excited about that. I can see it. I can see it. The party just walked in the door, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's a Friday night. The Moxer's on the air. We are going to come out and hang out near him. And we're going to party like it's 2022, which is a weird way to party these days. You wear a mask, and you're in separate rooms. I digress. I should get back into more music. How do I get into more music? I go, okay, I mentioned Don Dixon and Mitch Easter did some productions in the early 80s as well. For example, they were the masterminds behind REM's second album, Reckoning. So let's play something off of Reckoning and Harbor Coat. You can email me if you got a request, wrctrequest@gmail.com.
Hey! the dots are the desolate place.